From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Living with Your Kids is Murder, a Paul Jacobson geezer-lit mystery by Mike Beffler. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. My eyes opened in the dim light. Where the hell was I? I heard a background rattling hum and smelled a mixture of beer and stale pretzels. All I could imagine was a seedy bar. I blinked, trying to focus. I was wedged in an uncomfortable seat with a man's head lolling on my shoulder. I squinted and recognized the uniform of a flight attendant checking seatbelts. Damn, I was on an airplane. But where was I going? I couldn't remember. Think. I squeezed my eyes shut, then opened them. No clue. All I could remember was that I was Paul Jacobson, too old to be cheek to cheek with someone on an airplane. Something sticking out of my shirt pocket grazed my chin. I grabbed it to find a piece of folded paper. I flicked on the overhead light. Opening the message, I read, "If you fall asleep, you won't remember squat, because sleeping causes your short-term memory to do a reset, like a VCR when the electricity goes off. You're flying to Denver to live with your son, you old fart. He'll meet you by the fountain in the terminal lobby." It looked like my handwriting. I turned it over. No other clue. So I was going to visit my one and only kid, Denny. I couldn't remember how I ended up on this plane, but I could recall my wife, Rhonda, raising Denny in Los Angeles. After I retired from my auto parts business, Rhonda and I moved to Hawaii. Then I felt a pain in my gut. Rhonda died. I had lived on my own after that.